A very good afternoon. Welcome to this Thursday programme. Carlo's not with us today. We look forward to welcoming him back next week, though, so it's just me and our two panellists. If you're new to this programme, let me just tell you a little bit about it. We have 90 minutes of news, views, business and life. We ask our panellists to choose a couple of stories from the press, from various, it could be a blog, it could be TV, it could be radio, all different forms of media, and then we discuss them. That's the format, so let's introduce our panellists. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio Mitra Hubru, who is a partner with Pink Tank. Mitra, welcome. Great to see you.
Great to see you again. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Pink Tank. It's a consultancy, isn't it?
Pink Tank is a consultancy. We're 5 years old, based in Dubai, and we're basically a strategy consultancy. We have clients in the region, a bit of clients also in the US now, and we focus on content development, research. We help our clients to develop reports. We help them with sometimes events, putting together programs. And we've been focusing for the last 3 years on entrepreneurship a lot, helping various clients from the private sector, but also government to implement entrepreneurship initiatives in the region.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Is that also with funding as well, looking for funding?
A bit with funding. I think it's a new trend that we're seeing now. I think the focus was a lot before on talent and finding entrepreneurs. And now that we know who the entrepreneurs are, the focus is more on how we can help them.
Yeah.
So you've seen, you know, a lot of projects from, you know, crowdfunding to angel investors growing in the region. So we focus on that as well.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's get from you the stories that you've chosen to discuss today.
Well, the first one I chose is actually entrepreneurship related. It's not really a news. It's more a blog that came from Fast Company, the website, on what the next Maktoub company will be, who will be the next Sami Toucan. So I think the reason why I liked the article was because it really looks at the new opportunities that the internet industry, e-commerce, offers to entrepreneurs in the region.
Okay.
And the second news that I'd like to talk about is actually about Qatar. And the fact that they just announced that they will launch their own luxury and fashion brand.
That's the Sheikha.
Homegrown, Sheikh Hamouza. So I think it would be interesting to also talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And you had a food one as well, if we have time.
I had a food one also.
Have you been?
I haven't been.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been. But it's been, you know, twice a year nominated as the best restaurant of the world. So I think we could also talk about that.
What's it
a
called?
It's called Noma.
Noma, that's it.
Based in Denmark. And I think their entrepreneurial concept is actually interesting, so we could also talk a bit
Great.
About that.
Look forward to that. Thank you so much, Mitra. Look forward to getting into those stories. Let's also welcome back to the studio Edmund O'Sullivan. He's the chairman of Mead Events, which is the conferences arm of Mead, the business intelligence company. He is an economist, a reporter, author, historian and a chorister. I didn't know that about you. There you go. And looking at me. And of course, a very familiar voice to the airwaves as well. He's published two books, The New Gulf and also All My Brothers. A very warm welcome to you, Edmund. What stories have you chosen for us today?
Well, thank you very much. I mean, a little bit more dry. The headlines over the last week or so is attack on Iran, unlikely now. You see the headlines coming through your eyes. Seen that everywhere, and that's obviously a matter of great significance to anybody doing business in and with the Middle East. The Mead is there to help people build relationships with their customers and partners in the region, so anything that's good for the region is good for Mead. And the other one, Saudi oil production. Saudi Arabian oil production is now at its highest ever level, and this is a very important story again for Mead readers and subscribers and delegates. And for the world, and particularly for Saudi Arabia, which is now accounts for a quarter of the GDP of the whole Middle East, and it is at this stage, at this point, economically and politically, never been so influential.
And just sort of backtrack a little bit, tell us a little bit more about Mead, if you can. Is it predominantly online now? Do you feel it's sort of going more so as online?
Mead was founded in 1957, so
it's not
old as me. and actually, it's getting better looking, actually, relatively. It started off as a magazine published in London on a weekly basis by some very visionary internationalists who wanted to develop better relationships between the people of Britain, in particular, in the wake of the Suez catastrophe, and the people of the Middle East, particularly in the Arab world. And that visionary initiative remains fundamentally at the very core of what we do, which is about building relationships, constructive relationships, and as everybody knows, and this is where entrepreneurship is so important, one of the best ways for people to get on together is they do business together.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, and particularly if you get at the small business level, because it's such an intimate thing. So ME continues to do that, but we do it in more than one way.
Mm.
We have our weekly magazine, which I think people are familiar with.
Yeah.
And then, but increasingly the bulk of our information is being passed online, as it should everywhere else. We're very happy we've got something like 25,000 people who regularly use the information on site, and a subscriber base which is very strong and buoyant, representing most of the intellectual companies in the world. But we've extended that by developing our research operations. We've got a very growing, very successful ME Projects data business. Then the thing that I'm most involved with, which is actually our conferences and networking events. We do about 30 a year, and my job is largely to do with moderating and developing those, and we do them all through the region. So that's Mead, but Mead is part of a much larger media group, and of course our sister companion business is AME Info and SME Info.
Oh, right, of course.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't know.
SME Info, yeah, which is a new initiative from the AME Info team, which again is looking at the entrepreneur, small business, and that's a new launch, and anybody that goes into the website, SME Info, will find a lot of the information which is useful to them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Eddie. We look forward to getting into your stories as well. Quite diverse here. I've got a couple of stories. Probably not quite so proud. There was a few ones I'm going to throw in there. I thought this was interesting. This is a very local story. It came out today, in fact, and apparently UAE colleges are to ditch books for iPads. I couldn't actually believe that. It's an incredible investment, actually. Apparently, 49.5 million dirhams the scheme is estimated. I'm not sure what you think about that. They're ditching pen and paper and going purely online or technical. Is that going to be to the detriment of students? It would be great to get some, I think, thoughts from our listeners as well on that one. So that's one of the stories. What else? There's a couple of others. Jobless youth tally to soar in the region. It's expected to soar more than 28% in the next five years, obviously, regionally as well. And then a couple of others as well. Now, this is interesting. Maybe we can put it out again to you and to our listeners. I don't know if you saw this recently. Apparently, it was on the US television network CNN, where viewers have ranked various cities around the world as being, well, the 10 worst cities in the world to visit. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of weird, because to me it looks like possibly some of the best cities to visit. I was absolutely shocked to find that, well, Paris, France, was number three.
Really?
Third worst city to visit.
Yes. I'm shocked. Unbelievable. Apparently, Paris inspires a certain love-hate relationship. They love to hate it with its rude waiter stereotypes, crazy lines at the Louvre, and the city's knack for rekindling long-kicked smoking habits about 10 minutes after landing.
I was in Paris earlier this year, and I can't quite agree with that kind of assessment.
Either.
And that casual attitude that the waiters have to you there is all part of the charm. But the thing about Paris, which I really loved, is that it costs, €1 on the metro. That's it. €1 and you can go anywhere. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, in London, I mean, if you do three or four trips on the Underground.
Oh, your Oyster card's empty, isn't it, really?
It's about £10.
Yeah, and I mean, aesthetically, the city is just so beautiful. I mean, I'm very biased.
Of course.
French educated, it's unbelievable. What are the criteria?
I'm not sure. I only have a list, but what I'll do, I will go through some of the other cities.
Which I wonder who the survey also.
Someone sounds like someone's getting in for Paris anyway.
It seems that way. But it was, as I said, CNN viewers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, how they measure it, multiple voting and things like that.
I don't know. And Paris, isn't France the most visited country in the world?
No, Italy.
Is
no.
it?
No, it was France. I think it might just have been pipped by
the US. Italy, isn't it? Italy had something like twice the total population visiting.
Oh, I think it's France.
France has got, yeah.
Mm. Oh. Well, so there can't be that many people hating Paris.
It may be people passing through France to go to Italy.
Oh, maybe.
Italy bias there.
Well, it could be. It could be to do with the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
More people going by road than they used
very
to.
True.
But they're not actually staying in France.
Having a quick smoke and then getting out of there. Well, we must take our first break of the hour. Do stay with us. We've got loads to discuss in the next sort of segments on the programme. We would love you to join us as well. If you would like to share your thoughts and opinions or join in the conversation, feel free to do so. And we will be back after this.